why did that come out? How do I sum that up, you know? Shit. I might need a minute, you know, like, to sum that up. But, I guess it's one of the more blatant examples of relentless genocide, you know?
The whole fucking bus side went around, we just come out and fuck shit up. Yeah. Like the Marines, right? The fucking shoot, bomb down, we take a thing, fucking come down, bomb.
I don't think that I'm the only one who's surprised by you know, the outcome. But, you know, if someone like him can be acquitted, if someone at all can be acquitted under those circumstances, I mean, it's, you know, like that, excuse me for not being so articulate right
that's
now.
That's okay.
Like, you know, the whole story, even his own story, he went after someone, you know, and like you pick a fight and because, you know, and you're losing, you know, like you I don't know, like he emerged victorious only because he murdered someone, right? So I mean, this is like such a an absurd situation, but it's not, for me, it's not shocking. But if these can be the circumstances where someone is murdered, like what does it leave, and how does that not look like an okay to go hunting with you know, with thus far no punishment? I mean, now, you know, they're talking about the civil trial, and that happens often, you know, like even in our city, you know, somewhere, you know, law enforcement may do, you know, find someone, they might suspect someone, that person gets killed, and they get acquitted of criminal charges, but then there's a civil suit, and then our money pays some, you know, they take our money to resolve things. Up so much for so many people, you know.
Why is this happening in America now?
Why is it happening now?
Yeah.
Well, it's not the first time. You know, a better question might be like, why has it happened for centuries? You know? And that's why you have many people that aren't shocked. And you know, and perhaps not even more people down here, because there's a lot of people who are shocked. A lot of people, I think, are more upset or heartbroken than shocked. If they're shocked, that's all right. But
Our children matter.
How is this any different than Emmett Till? What's the difference? You know, this person's presence offended and angered and different things. You know, it got to these people, and they decide to take law into their own hands, and you know, and so. To feel like we're as a society, like very, very, I don't know, rational and even, you know, I don't know, wise. We're not so wise when virtually the same thing seems to have happened in that case and you know, many, many cases. But this kid, he was walking home. And so, it's, you know, it's nonsense. That's all, so. And I think people are also here because when these things happen, you know, sometimes you feel like you want to do something. And sometimes you don't know what to do. You know, like last night, people were protesting, or I wouldn't even say protesting, just expressing themselves with signs and so on, and people honking their horns. And, you know, it seems like you're honking your horn so what, but it's at least it's a voice of some sort. And I think that's another reason people are here. And you know, maybe not knowing quite what to do. Even, you know, today I read Obama, one of the president's statements was, you know, the kind of common urge for, you know, for calm. And again, you know, I mean, we're deceived so much, so often, every day in so many of our relationships and through advertising and through politicians and through loved ones and whatever, right? But here's a man who goes around the world bombing innocent people, spying on the entire country, and telling people to be calm. And that's nothing new either, you know? So the racism, the hypocrisy, all of that is nothing new, but it's all tragic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but so, like, I don't think he called off, like, all, you know, all the warplanes today in you know, in remembrance of innocent victims. I don't think suddenly things have changed in Guantanamo or you know, uptown or in Florida, right? This man is free now. He did far more to an American citizen than an Iraqi ever did, I think. You know? So it's all of those things, and then we have to live with that, and we have to figure out how to maintain our sanity, if you ask me.
Another hour. Everybody's welcome to join. And that's it. And this is for us. It was organized by us. And this is for freedom for all people and justice and equality and equity. And this is redefining public space. This is not politics. This is not commercialization. This is not for any props. So if you want to join, just join. And we have 60 minutes left.